President's Press Conference, April 5th, 1951.
I'm very happy this morning to greet the visitors from Latin America. We're glad to have this guest this morning. Appreciate the fellowship. Well, I have a couple of provincial sisters that are handed to you after this first conference is over. One's on the adoption of the Senate Resolution Number 99, and the other is in regards to the request for funds for the life of America. Both of those statements will be available to you after the press conference is over. And any questions in regards to those two things will be answered in those two religions. Now I'm going to try the questions you want to ask. It's a resolution that has to do with sending a ship to Europe, so. Oh, I'll listen to it. Of course, I'll answer if I feel like it.
Well, I just wondered if the
transaction
will alter your policy in
Europe. Well, the only thing under consideration here in that resolution is sending the foreign emissions, which was approved. Well, the situation of developments is along, Smitty. The Senate and the House have always been consulted in any major policy. And that situation developed in a usual manner. Every part of our foreign policy has been carried out after careful consideration and consultation with both houses of the Congress. From the beginning, since I've been president, on April 1st, 1945, the policy had been carried out by President Roosevelt, and I continue the policy.
Mr. President, it's been reported that you will soon submit a complete subsidy program for minerals and farm products to Congress.
It has not been put up to me yet, sir. I'm not in a position about it.
President, do you think that the moral tactics of security have been authority
in recent months under the article? I think the crisis under which we issued the executive order created the situation which we faced is just as it was in the beginning. And it is necessary for us to carry out our defense program, even more necessary now than it was then, because we are nearing a situation which will accomplish the purpose of which we started out. I have no comment on Speaker Evans' statement, but the Speaker is a truthful man. On June 25th, that situation has been a dangerous one for the last 5 years, like 4 years, I would say.
Mr. President, do you agree with some Congress' belief that the wonderful world
I hope there never will be a third world war, Tony, and that's what we're trying to prevent. That's the reason for all this separation.
The gentlemen seem to think you know whether there's going to be a war or not. You know who's going to win the dirt.
Well, I think I have a better chance to get concrete information on that than I have on the other. Although I have more information than anybody else in this country on that subject. I can't give you a tip on the verdict, however.
Send a message up soon on extending the control section of the defense structure.
Yes, that's in the course of preparation, now. I can't tell you what the recommendation will contain for me until I've finished writing it. When the proof is ready, I'll see that all of you have a copy of it. Well, of course. What's the matter, Mary? All right, go ahead. Well, I haven't read the article. I probably won't read it. And the only comment that's been made on it was made by Mr. Stark, and I back him up in that comment.
I wonder if it is not laudable for why so you don't think I have these new bills.
Of course it is. I have no comment to make on that, because I said a while ago I hadn't read the article. I know nothing about it, so I don't. I know, I don't intend to read it. I'm not interested in it. Think I have a right to say what to say about me if you want to. I have no objection.
This afternoon, be confined to their joining the mobilization advisory board, or will you spread it out to whatever other
people? I can't answer a question like that because the meeting hasn't taken place yet. After it's over, I'll tell you what took place.
Well,
of course, you really wouldn't think it comes from the United States without coming to see me. Now, I wouldn't think it's going to Great Britain without going to see you. All right, thank you.
This morning,
and no such plans have been made because my presence is needed right here in the country. The fact that I went to see those did a lot of people spasms and jitters, and so I couldn't think about going outside the country. I can't comment on that, Bob, and I don't intend to answer any further questions on it at all. Tony, that's where the development takes place. Your question will answer itself.
Do you think a tax increase of 10 million is enough to bring off enough buying power to...
Mr. Snyder spoke for the administration when he appeared before the committee. You get your answer in Mr. Snyder's statement to the committee. That is a question that is cannot be answered because it is a military strategy question and it is not a question I can answer. Yes, Lord, General MacArthur has been authorized to bomb bases in Manchuria. I say that's a military strategy question that I cannot answer. back to all those things. I see you mix them all up. You got a little one quick and go down right in between. No, I haven't.